take roll call.
Joanne Carpenter, Secretary.
Phyllis Patton, President.
Sandy Oshroff, Treasurer.
Deanna Danforth, Member.
Phil Patton, Budget Chair.
Patty Ferguson, Manager.
Jarlena Johnson, Membership.
Bill Kroll, Bylaws.
Connie Latterman, Correspondent Secretary.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That makes a quorum. Okay, we do have a quorum. Public comment. Do any of you have a comment as a member of the public on anything that this board has jurisdiction over? Okay. In your packet, there were copies of the minutes of the May meeting. Did you all have a chance to read over them?
Yes.
Okay. Did anybody have any questions, changes? Okay. Would you like to make a motion to?
So moved.
All right. Motion's been made to accept the minutes as written. Is there a second?
Second.
Lots of seconds. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Sandy's just informed me that we've been doing treasurer's reports wrong all along. Somebody just pointed it out to her recently. So have you all taken a look at her reports?
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions on them?
Are these the wrong ones?
No. Just procedurally.
Procedurally.
Whatever that means.
Okay. It's a big word.
You'll see in a minute. Does anybody have any questions of Sandy's reports, about Sandy's reports or anything? Okay. Then what I am supposed to say.
Well, can I do my two things?
Oh, yes.
All right. I have two items to introduce. Phyllis just gave me a $100 check that was for silver that was left in the foundation.
No.
Where was it left?
Here's Diane. She can tell us all about it.
Where did that $100 come from, Diane?
Who donated the display case that had all the stuff in it that you gave to me when you finally got it open?
Oh, from there?
Yeah.
It was essentially...
It was the state.
You could just say the state. It was the Capitol building, and they said they just didn't want it. It was under the museum, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Control of it.
Okay.
They got it open and gave us all the contents.
Yeah, all right. I had to do was open it.
Yeah. So she cashed it in, and we have $100 in the sale of silver. We also have received a second notice from Edward Jones regarding our investments. The first one, and when I do the next June report, each one of the investments, because they have different maturity dates, will be a separate line item. So under Edward Jones will be the bank that's going to mature in July or August. This one that I just got today is for another bank in Michigan that will mature in October. So that way we'll see when they're due, and even though Edward Jones is monitoring us, it'll be a chance for us to look at it and say, okay, it's time for us to do something else with that money. So as each one gets assigned, or each time I get a notification, I'll go ahead and add that line item so you can see what we're doing. That's it.
Okay. Did you tell them that this one is...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't, because it's $10,000. Each one is 10. This one's, the interest rate is 1.85. Okay. And it matures in October. The other one, I can't remember. But it matures in July or August. $10,000. Each one are $10,000 increments.
So, wow. What's the time on it? What's the term on it?
When they mature?
From June to October.
From June to October, from June to August. They were all, these are, the ones I've received have all been dated June so far.
Yeah.
So they're all going to be purchased, I guess.
I can't remember, were they 30-day ladder or 60?
I think it's more like 60.
60. This one is if it's October.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be either. It just has to stay under a year. That's what we told him.
Oh, okay.
It's good interest rate.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So now instead of asking for acceptance of her report, I am supposed to say that the report will be placed on file for review.
An audit.
An audit, okay? No other action is necessary. All right.
Where does that come from?
Robert's Rules of Law. Robert's Rules of Order, yeah. But it's 11th edition. Okay. Browser's Corner Book Manager's Report. She just left the room. Well, then let's skip on, and I have, here she comes. We're ready for your report.
We had a really good month, $6,800, and $6,844, which is down just a smidge from last month. The parking lot sale, the first of our fundraisers of the year, is this Saturday. I'd love to see everybody show up and buy lots. Prices will be oh so low, they're scary. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books to sell. Don't we, Dana?
Amongst other things, yes.
Yes, among other things. Anything else we can find that's not nailed down. Sale starts at 9:30. We start setting up at 7:30-ish. And I've got a good crew that signed up to help. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to be selling water. Do you want us to keep separate track of that, or can we just throw it in parking lot sale?
Well, water, if we're selling it, should go back under to reimburse supplies.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, don't put it on the register. Just
put it in a bag.
Put it in a bag.
I'll put it in a bag.
Yeah, okay. And then just put a note on it, because I'll just put that money back into the expenses for water.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds like a
believe
plan.
It or not, things are beginning to come in for the Christmas bazaar. We have some really nice quilts, and lots of people are showing interest, and I hope that continues, because that will be our second and final fundraiser for the year, and the goal is to at least double what we made last year. Store's doing really well. We have tons and tons of books. The donations are coming in faster than we can sort them. Mm-hmm. And does anybody have any questions?
Just a reminder, for those who are working Saturday, wear a hat.
Yeah, and sunscreen.
Bring lots of water, sunscreen. It's supposed to be in the 90s, and you're going to be on asphalt.
Yeah. We're going to use our shelter that we have here, and Jim's going to bring ours from home.
Okay.
So we'll have two.
That's good.
Yeah, definitely wear hats and sunscreen.
Okay.
And we'll see you all then.
All right. And I skipped the director report, and I'm assuming that that's why Diane is here.
It is why I'm here. There was a last minute, Sina wasn't able to make it, so asked me to stop by.
Okay.
And update you on some things. One, I want to let you know that the matching funds that the Friends have provided for computers, public access computers, where we're matching the city funds, the computers have been purchased, they're deployed, already making a difference and helping recycle out some of our very old public access computers. So
good.
That is great for this year, and I think we have that in as a regular item with the city for ongoing years.
Good.
So I think that our first try at it made an impression.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff for us. The summer learning program is underway. We had a great kickoff on the 10th, a Sunday the 10th. We tried a Sunday this time around, first time we've tried it. We didn't want to conflict with the high school graduation, which was on Saturday, and that's what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure how much a difference that made between the years. We're still putting together our statistics, but we had a great turnout. We had a food truck. Our local King of Kings food truck was here. We had VR demonstrations. We also had a local kind of petting zoo in the secret garden. Fun time had by all, it seems like.
Good.
So a great kickoff. And if you haven't signed up for the summer learning program, we still have plenty of time to do that for reading. I'm going to have great prizes. So sign up, everyone. And this was a last minute thing that I had contacted Phyllis on. And the Western Nevada College Library, which really isn't all that old, but I'm realizing, gosh, it's over 15 years now, I guess, that the Deeney Library has been there, is going through an extensive remodeling. They had a lot of their shelving and some of their furnishings that they had put them out to auction. No one bid on the lots, so we were expressed an interest in them. Although we're tax exempt, they needed a nonprofit. So I contacted Phyllis, and it looks like things are going to go through with that. Now it's kind of like, woo, what are we doing here? Yeah. And timing, we would have loved timing to be different so we could have integrated it with our other refresh.
Right.
But we're working out plans on where we'll be able to, without closing, systematically go through and like going through row by row and changing out shelving and have the really nice, way newer shelving than we have in the library. So we're still continuing on some of our refresh and relook. And thank you, Phyllis, for getting me that letter that it looks like things are going to go through.
Okay. So now, do we also need to provide letters like to you that shows that we're donating and that...
Ultimately, yeah. We will. I need
still to get... And thank you to
this
college and all that stuff.
Well, on that part, what I need to get ultimately from NSHEA or from the university system that they are officially donating it to the Friends.
To us, yeah.
Right. So we'll get that official donation and then you can officially donate.
Is there going to be an appraisal on this stuff?
I'll have to see. I think we have what the auction is.
Yeah.
We need to have
dollar amounts.
Yeah. See what the auction amount, because we printed that out. And so I think they had a relative value in the auction when they put it to auction.
Okay.
So I'll double check on that.
Thank
That's
you.
Good. So we'll get the auction estimates on that. So we're always approving, always making things look better and better inside there. And I do want to invite you also over, in case you don't have a chance to participate in the program. We do have lots of programs going on, but we will have the wrap-up ending party in August. And you guys got to come to that. We always have fun stuff for these things going on.
Do you have a date yet?
August. I think it's August 10th. I think that's about right. So does anyone have any questions on...
Are you getting enough shelving to replace all your needs?
The plan is yes. We'll be able to do a quick one-to-one change out with fiction. In the nonfiction section, their shelving is a little higher, and so it would bring us really close to the lower ceiling in the addition. So we may have to have that cut down some. So some of it won't all happen as quickly as we'd like, but all the tall shelving we will be able to replace.
Is this shelving earthquake?
It's way newer, so we'll be on that. We'll still ultimately probably have to strap some of them.
Yeah.
But with it won't be probably as
better
obnoxious
than, right.
as what we have now because the shelving is
right much newer.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
On that part.
Very good.
Anything else? Okay.
Any other things?
Thank you all. I probably won't be able to stay for the whole thing with the last minute change, but
that's okay.
I'll be listening.
Thanks. You for the news. And I was going to mention the shelving, so now you've explained all of that. That's very good.
Okay.
And I didn't put it in the agenda, so we couldn't really have done much about it. Just I could tell them about it. Okay. Budget chair report?
Well, there's not a whole lot to report because we're having a good year. That's always nice to know. And May's daily sales were just a couple hundred dollars under budget, but we are still $1,300 year to date ahead of budget. So we're doing very well there. And Patty, I had a question.
She's gone again.
Oh, she's gone? Okay. I'll ask her later.
She's having problems again today.
World Books hasn't paid anything yet this year, and they're supposed to pay like every quarter or something, aren't they?
Better World Books?
World Books. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there had been some.
No, nothing.
I was trying to think of one. I
It's been a while since we've gotten to it at the library.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to contact them and see what's going on.
I'll ask Patty. Any questions on what you've got in your report, your package?
I didn't have any. Just received an email invitation from Better World Books to visit them at the convention.
Oh, ALA?
Yeah.
And not going to New Orleans.
I'm not going to New Orleans because I had forgotten about it, so I won't see him there either. Okay. All the other committees' reports were in your packet. And did anybody have any questions on any of those, or did any of you want to elaborate on what you reported a week or two ago?
Did you send out a get well card or something to Robert Barbin?
No.
Uh-oh.
Is he?
Well, I don't know if he's still around.
Well, you didn't know how long ago it had been that he was in the hospital.
Yes.
When you told me about it.
Yes.
So I didn't know whether it was still appropriate to
I don't
send
either.
Out. Maybe I'll just send him on and say we're thinking about you. We heard you'd been.
Yeah.
Under the weather or something.
Do you want me to send them a thinking about you card?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you?
Thank you.
Wait, you gotta repeat that name in a second.
Okay.
And he's probably in the part of the membership that has not paid dues, because I don't think he's paid since last year.
I don't really recognize his name.
What was the name?
Robert Parvin.
P-A-R-V-I-N. Robert.
V-I-N.
V-I-N.
Parvin.
Yeah. Yes.
Robert.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe a non-member.
Late, not paid up.
Not
member.
Current.
Yeah, there you go.
Unpaid. Need money.
In arrears.
Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Thinking about you, hint, hint.
Yeah. No. We won't do
that. We hope you're well enough to sign your renewal check.
That's not nice. The poor gentleman was very nice and supportive to the Friends of the Library.
Yeah.
And I hope whatever was causing you to be in the hospital is.
Actually, it's not on the list of people that were in arrears. His dues are not due until November.
Oh, okay.
He's paid up.
So he is current.
He's current. So we take back all those mean
things. Right.
All the mean things.
Just make it a real nice thinking of you card.
So don't make a mean card.
Right. We wouldn't do that. And I don't know if any of you paid a whole lot of attention when you read Jolena's report, but Jolena sent out, was it 33 or 35?
I sent out 35.
35 renewals for memberships for this month, and she got 31 back.
Awesome.
For May or June? For May?
For May.
We're not doing so well on June.
Yeah.
So we shout out when we do something good.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
All right. So moving on, an appointment for the interim vice president is kind of very slow. According to the bylaws, the three of us that are left are to appoint someone to fill that position until the next election for that position, and I believe that is in 2020, because he was just elected last year, 2020. However, if we can find somebody that's willing to take that job, they probably will be recruited by the nominating committee to fill my spot in January. The three of us have just kind of talked and tried to come up with names off of that membership list. And everybody who's ever said anything other than bookstore on there is or will be called. I will be nicely asking them. I will be begging. I will be twisting arms. And we will have names to choose between and hopefully have a name for you in July, at the July meeting. But with all these postings and everything, it has to be done so far in advance that we didn't have anything ready for this one. So what I'm telling you now kind of takes care of the whole Section 9 part. And hopefully in July you will have a new vice president.
Are you having any success talking to people?
I haven't talked to that many yet. I did talk to one, not vice president, but she might be willing to be on your committee and be willing to go out and recruit businesses.
Okay, fine with me.
So I told her I thought you would not mind that, and you wouldn't mind having a backup once in a while. So I will give you the name, and you'll
That'd
have
be
a,
great.
You actually have a committee. Okay. For number 10, results of asking for legal opinion on the phrase in the Constitution that says federally insured financial institutions. Bill suggested that we get a legal opinion on this phrase, and I thank him for that because it did come back that does mean just banks. So first of all, we have to decide what we're going to do with this account that Sandy just reported on. This is through Edward Jones, but all of the CDs they are purchasing are from banks. So I think we're all right there so far. They're all FDIC insured, bank issued, but we're going to stop there until we get this all figured out. Okay? The lawyer who gave us the opinion said that we do have the right to change the Constitution, and he suggested that we talk to a CPA who does a lot of work with nonprofits to help us decide if we want to do that, how we should word it, and what language we should use so that it protects the organization, protects our money, and all of that sort of thing. So I have contacted Mary Sonata, who had come and spoken to our finance committee earlier on. I emailed her because I had mislaid her phone number, and she emailed me back and said, I'm on vacation, I'll call you next week. But I said, that's all right, because my daughter's coming this weekend. I won't be available till next week. So tomorrow, Mary and I will be getting together at least on the phone and go from there. But what I would like to do while we're waiting on that, because this may not be necessary, depending on what you say, I would like to open up the discussion of whether or not we change the Constitution, and if we do, why would we do it? And I would like to say that it is because in this day and age, you need to be able to work with more financial institutions than just the banks in your community to get the most you can get out of the money that you've got. Basically, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how many of you have retirement money set aside, but I can pretty much guess that you don't just have it in CDs.
Not today.
Yeah,
not
right. Today. So that is one part of it. The other part of it is, why are we saving this money, being very careful not to waste it and not to throw it away, and why are we trying to make it grow? And again, I will say our mission is to support the library. The library has a lot of things going for it besides just hoping that someday they'll get a bigger building, as evidenced by the shelving that they were lucky enough to just get. There are other things they would, big expensive replacement coming up for the whole sorting system in the next few years, right?
We're talking to vendors.
Because that has been 10 years or so since
it's coming up.
10 years since they purchased that. All of this kind of stuff has a lifetime. And that, even though that was gotten with a huge grant, you can't go back and get another grant to replace stuff.
Not from the same source.
Yeah. And that most of our stuff came from the LSTA grants through the state, so you can't go to that well to replace it. So those are items other than, I mean, what we're giving them every year kind of helps them with their yearly, you know, what we can expand, what we're doing program-wise, we can do a little more of this, we can buy a few more books, that kind of stuff. But what we're giving them on a yearly basis would not help them make huge purchases, or that's what I'm saying. Or say they got the opportunity to have some fantastic speaker come to town, but they don't have anything in their budget to pay the fee or the traveling costs or the hotel or that sort of thing. Maybe they could come and ask us for it, and we could take it out of one of these accounts that we've got. Those are the kind of things we can still do for the library, even with what we're doing on a yearly basis. We could also do things for ourselves, like have money to buy all new shelves someday when we get to go back into the bigger library building. We could, I don't know, maybe someday buy a scanning system that would help us inventory our, you know, put an inventory in the computer.
That would be awesome.
You know, we need to have the table, the table's fine, it's for Micah, but the chairs need to be repainted, they're all scratched up. Just things like that we could do for ourselves. So that's why we need to make the money stay as much as we can, but also make it grow, to keep this organization alive and vibrant through the future. At least that's my opinion, and now I'm going to throw it wide open to hear from the rest of you.
I agree with that. Ditto.
Well, you have to change the Constitution to accommodate what you want to do.
If we want to do any of that stuff, yes, we do have to change the Constitution. So the vote would be, do you want to change the Constitution? And then do you want us to go ahead and pursue the how it's worded to get the prudent policy, whatever the CPA suggests, and the wording and everything set up so that the Constitution will give you the right to put your funds in institutions other than just banks, but then you would have this policy, which I kind of had a sample of, but which needs to be really tailored to this organization, the kind of money we have, what our goals are, how conservative we want to be. And I can tell you, I have already told John Dooley that we would be very conservative as far as only being in FDIC stuff and especially the dedicated funds and things like that. So we were just talking about, and this is just talking because nothing else can be done until this is changed, that in total, if we went ahead with what we were talking about last month, we would have $100,000 in different things within Edward Jones that he would be looking at for us. And I would say that I've said not more than 10,000 of that would be invested in a very balanced, conservative fund, investment fund, mutual fund, or something like that. And that you would have a financial committee that would meet quarterly and go over all these statements and check on that, so that could be rebalanced when your investments are coming in, so that would never be more than 10% of what the total is that you have in there. And I think, well, I don't know for sure till I talk to Mary, but I think she would know if that's prudent according to policy for, you know, nonprofits and that sort of thing. And I know she works with a lot of nonprofits, so she would probably know. But I'm saying that probably most nonprofits who have any kind of money and trusts and people who have endowment funds, you are entrusted with taking care of that money, but you're also entrusted with making it do what they want to do. And especially with like endowments, the purpose of an endowment is to have a principal that stays there all the time, and your income is what you use to pay for whatever they're endowing. Well, if you don't put any money in something besides a CD, you're not going to be earning enough to fulfill that endowment, you know? So we don't have any endowments now, and I don't anticipate us having any for a while, but that's just, I'm going to shut up and get off my soapbox now.
I'm in agreement with what you're saying. I think looking at it long term, it would be a very wise thing to do.
Sure, you don't really get much interest in banks today, so
no.
You have to look at some other alternatives, mm-hmm, if you want to make your money grow. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing to make it grow so you can do more things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know how long you've had this constitution, but as quickly as things are changing in the world, I think it's very prudent to look at it carefully, periodically, mm-hmm. and find out what's going on now in the mm-hmm. world mm-hmm. and make changes where it needs to be.
Well, yeah, and this could certainly be looked at, you know, over and over as the years go by, but at least if you word it in such a way that you're not limited to just dealing with banks,
right.
you've kind of given yourself more places to go. And we can be very specific. I'm sure Mary will tell me that we can write, and I think that policy would then be like an amendment to the bylaws, so that would be there, and it could be changed on a regular basis if we saw fit, you know, to make changes in it. So is there any other?
Well, I'll say something.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, under Nevada revised statutes, there's what's called a prudent investment rule.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a whole section there on how you can go about making an investment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second of all, there's nothing particularly wrong with the Constitution as it was drafted in those days. It still stands
right.
about the same.
Right.
The difference is that instead of being able to get 10 or 12% on your CDs, you're limited, but it sounds like they're coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what's been driving the issue here, personally, is that there's maybe a chance for better interest, better return.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what, just for grins, okay? Because I told you before, I'm not going to be around a whole lot to see the fruits of your labors, but the Constitution clause is in there for our protection.
Right.
It's not in there to bind us up from not having money. Okay? What that is designed to do is to take away from us the discretion as to what's to be done with the money, which is contrary to the prudent investment rule.
Right.
In other words, it pulls that out.
Right.
It says, okay, here, your investments are limited to bank investments.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to make the decision. We
right.
don't have to follow it. We don't have to do anything except, say, put the money in a bank account and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you move mm-hmm. to the prudent investor rule, then the first thing I'd suggest is that we review our director's liability policy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, what happens when you become the prudent investor rule, I think you've already gone down this road because I've heard you talk with the buzzwords in the game. But you need a committee, probably, a committee that's got some sense as to what's to be done, and then mm-hmm. somebody has to monitor the committee, which gives you a certain level of protection
right.
from bum advice. But the backside of it is, really, is that you want to have a liability insurance policy that covers directors' investment conduct.
Right.
Okay. If that's not in play in that policy, then I don't think we have any business going forward until we find out what that kind of a policy would cost. Okay, this is not directors running off with the money. This is directors making a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I've had is that in the past, over many years in this game, I happen to know that these damn fool complaints come in from out of the blue where you're
right.
not protecting them, and so your best fallback from my perspective is to say we're going to turn it over to the insurance carrier and call it a day.
Right.
But that's one of the first things that you have to do. Second of all, any one of you here in this room can pull up the prudent investment rule on the Nevada revised statutes, and it'll break down everything that you can do. Last of all, I think one of the other things that you should consider, and you don't have to do any of it right now, in fact, nothing has to be done, because
mm-hmm.
we're all protected. It's just that our interest, our money's not beating inflation at the present time. The backside of it is that, anyway, it's okay. I don't want to sound like I'm on a soapbox. It really doesn't. No, it's
Yeah, and I know where you're coming from, and that's why the lawyer told us to talk to a CPA, because he said they would have all of the information on what the prudent investment rules and language.
I don't know what attorney you went to, okay? But that used to be what I would do all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't require a CPA. In fact, I'd object to a CPA's advice, personally. Okay? They're not allowed to practice law.
Right.
That's a legal position.
Right.
You can love it all the way you want, but that's not the... I mean, you know, I deal with people trying to get around having to go to an attorney a lot. The end result of it is that it's not that complex. Mm-hmm. Second of all, the thing going forward, which we should probably look at as well, is that in that packet that we had for the foundation fundraising, mm-hmm. has a whole list of what to have a donor sign in order to take a trust fund donation or a restricted or dedicated fund format. In other words, we haven't done that, as far as I know of.
Right.
Because I think it was only a couple of major contributions, one of whom is dead now.
Right.
But the backside of it is that in the future, should we do that, we probably should be taking a look at that.
Right.
Okay? Because that document in and of itself, is the protection against what you're trying to do.
Right.
That's not the general funds that we raise out of the bookstore, fundraising, but that type of document is what probably should
be implemented. Did you say that was in that bunch of stuff that you gave me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can glance through it.
Okay.
I mean, the reason why I say all this is, you know...
Well, we've got time to do all this now because we can't get the change made
till the first
of the year, because it has to be voted on at the annual meeting. But
but
we can have all of the ducks in a row and all of this research and everything done and make a great presentation to them.
Well, listen, here, I'll be blunt about it. Unless there's liability insurance for that type of conduct, I'm against changing the Constitution.
Okay, well, we just renewed that policy, or it's due 1st of July, right? The directors and officers policy.
I think so. I can't remember.
Yeah, so we'll have to read through it closer and see what it says and ask them what it would cost to make sure that we have the, what did you call it again?
The prudent investors.
No.
No?
Well, I'm not sure what Phyllis is correct.
What you meant, you made a
director's liability.
Director's
insurance.
Liability.
Oh, yeah.
Director's liability insurance for investments.
For investments, okay.
Okay. Officer's liability.
Yeah. For investments.
Yeah.
See, I used to catch this all the time, and I'll tell you where it would come in from. It would come in from a trustee structure who didn't want liability. But at the same time, the trustees, under the terms, he's providing income to the beneficiary. So you've got a beneficiary out there who needs the money, mm-hmm. and you've got to have a
March
trustee
and September.
Structure that says
no. Then it was the other one that was just coming due.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bill. March
That's
and
okay.
September.
Feel free to break in anytime. Yeah.
Oh, shit. March and September is when they're due, I think.
What's that?
The liability insurance for the officers.
So we got,
I was just looking at it.
We can check on that one.
You need to look at the policy terms.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Anyway, the backside of it is it's the same issues that you flop around with.
Right.
If somebody is living on that income, then they want maximum investment return.
Right.
Okay? At the same time, if something goes wrong with the investment and they end up not having an income stream, then they want to hold somebody responsible for the lack of an income stream
for
poor investments.
Mm-hmm,
so you balance the two of them continually. So in order to get out of that little happy little quandary there, you know, some places like the Friends did to begin with is saying, here, just limit it to this kind of movement here and then get on down with it. But I've mentioned before, you know, my approach on that is you want to expand the game, you know, take it to the membership and on a noticed meeting and get on with it.
Right. And that's what I think we should do. So, do we need to do a vote on that?
Do you need a motion somehow?
Can we have a motion to vote on just moving forward on gathering all this information?
Well, exploring it, yeah. I move that we explore the changes to the Constitution after reviewing our liability insurance and discussing the ramifications on the prudent, what is the statute?
Prudent
investors from the statute, Nevada statutes, with a CPA.
I'd also like you to add in, have a quick amendment. Phyllis's suggestion that there be a committee to review it.
There will have to be a financial, fiduciary financial committee.
Okay.
That's independent from John Dooley.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I'll second you.
I think you covered everything.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
If not, we'll vote on the separate thing later.
Yeah.
But at least this, will give us the permission. She's recording it, so she'll have it pretty much set. This will give us the permission then to start exploring all of these things, and we can keep bringing it back until January, and we got it, yes or no. And we have a motion and a second that we do move forward exploring all of the prudent investment rules and regulations and our liability insurance, whether it covers investment stuff now, and if not, how much would it be to add that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So all the people in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, we will move forward on that. Okay, then the only other thing is to bring you up to date on all the other little things that are moving around out there. Marilyn Pacek, I gave her the go-ahead. I said, you contact the Chamber of Commerce, you carry this ball. So she has the April chamber mixer scheduled for here. She will need a committee. I think she's already talked to a couple of people, and she would like you to give her a budget. So in next year's budget, we need to have money set aside for paying for that mixer, because that will involve wine and food.
An idea of the...
Well, probably by then she can. She's only been to, at that time, she'd only been to one of them. So after she's been to a couple and sees what kind of stuff they serve, she should be able to give us an idea. Okay. We have met once with Kat Allison from Momentum for the social media and website design. Patty and I went and Joanne went to talk to her. The social media, I think, is already in process. I don't know. I'm not on Twitter or Instagram or even Facebook, but I know Carson now is picking up new stuff from Facebook.
Jenna is posting.
Yeah, so Jenna is posting. I'm assuming she's doing Facebook. She's also posting on Instagram and Twitter. And they picked up one of those. Actually, I think they picked up two of those things and made them into actual articles on Carson Now. One of them was the pictures they took at the author event the other night. Those were on Carson Now.
They were also in the paper.
Were they in the paper?
They were in the
paper. Okay. So they are working on it. I had a... I was checking store sales. Was it Saturday night? Or Sunday morning, because I didn't do it Saturday night. And there was an email in there from Square that somebody was accessing our bookstore management account from a Chrome Mac from Tokyo, Japan.
Oh my.
And I contacted Kat and I said, are you and Kevin by any chance working on the website? Because I know the guy who's doing the website is in Japan. She said, yes, we are. That was us. So they are working on the website, figuring out how to link it for the membership form and all that sort of stuff. She said she hoped she could give us a timeline in the next week or so when it might be ready, but I know she would like to have it ready before she goes on vacation in July. So that is moving forward. The member survey was sent out with all of the June reminders, right? It will be in the newsletter that goes out at the end of June. And I think you're having them put any ones that are returned into her file, is that correct?
Yes.
Because I was originally going to bring an envelope to put up on the side of the cabinet, but putting them in your file probably is a little better.
That's where I'm putting them.
Yeah. And then at some point, you can kind of go over and get together with us and see.
We've only gotten four or five.
So we'll see.
And they all say they're here because they love books. They love us.
Okay.
They love us. They love us.
All right. The last of the English-speaking baby kits went out in... I took them over there in May, so I'm sure they were probably gone by the middle of June. So we have picked up our tubs from the hospital. There were 160 Spanish-speaking kits left. I think we started out with 165, and they only handed out five at the hospital. So those were taken to the mom's clinic this morning. They were glad to get them, and they said they'd be glad to hand them out. The waiting room was clear full of people this morning, so I think they have a big turnover of people in there. So they will get out to people who really need the Spanish part to understand it all. And I think that's all of the stuff that I needed to bring you up to date on. One other thing that came to my attention after this agenda was posted, and that was a letter from RSVP about the 4th of July. So this was not on the agenda, so we can't vote on it. And 4th of July is like next week. What it was is they were, and I don't remember getting a letter from them. I might have, but just don't remember, about their rates for being a part of advertising or sponsoring the fireworks. But what they did was get some kind of a deal with the appeal so that they could add, you could also have an ad in the paper for an additional amount of money. But I will tell you that the cheapest one on here was $595. And it went all the way up to $5,600. So I kind of doubt that we were going to be interested in helping anyhow. But if anybody is and thinks we should, let me know. We
how
can't.
Big is a hat, or what is it, just a mention?
It's, let's see. They're having a 16-page center pullout in the Nevada appeal on the 1st of July. And I'll just tell you what size these are. Oh, for the $600 to add to the $5,000 sponsorship is a full-page ad. The sponsorship that would normally be $2,000 gives you a half-page for $250. The sponsorship that would be normally have been $1,000 gives you a... quarter page for $180, and the $500 sponsorship will give you a, let's see, gives you a sign on the main stage for $50. So that's what it is. So if you want a full-page ad, it'll cost you $600, plus $5,000 sponsorship.
That sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know that it's a great Nevada appeal opportunity, because I think those are pretty much their normal prices. So that's it. That's the only thing I got that came in after this was posted.
I mean, just for one quick question, do we have like a publicity manager still?
Mm-hmm. Joanne.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. See, I don't, I myself have no input on something like that. I don't know whether that for a $6,000 investment, that returns anything to anybody. How would anybody know that? I'd have to say, Joyce, have you had, is there anybody that could tell you, hey, I was in that and it generated $16 million in sales? I don't know.
I realize that I'm an English major who just worked for cities, so I don't know anything about publicity. So I'm doing this just it's part of the reason that I suggested we go out and get somebody else who knows how to spread the word better. And
I would imagine that that Kat could give us an idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, because
I know she can tell us what the social media will do for us. She can count the.
Well, somebody's along the line. Somebody has to be able to justify what we're going to pay them for whatever we bought.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'd like to say, hello, children, you know.
Yeah.
My personal experience in business was kind of a crapshoot. I never got a whole lot of money out of advertising.
Right.
Then again, it took so much money to advertise that I couldn't see the response to it.
Well, my guess is the 4th of July events will be spread all over, so the logic of us actually spending money on an advertisement seems to be pretty minimal unless the advertisement is like less than $100. Because they're gonna list who's doing what where anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's just from my brain. It has nothing to do with what I know about publicity.
Well, and the other time that we did sponsor the RSVP for the 4th of July, we were allowed to put up our banner, which that was before we got the tablecloth, I think, so it was probably a banner about 3/4 of the size of this table. It was supposed to have been up on the stage. I didn't go to that event, so I don't know if it was there or not.
It was there.
I don't know how many people saw it, you know, or knew what that meant. So basically what they're doing is asking for sponsors to help pay for the fireworks and the synchronized music and stuff like that, and giving you a little bit back by offering you water and free seats at the show, and this year an ad in the Nevada Appeal. And I know.
I don't have a clue whether we're just throwing the money down the road or we're getting some bang for our buck. I just go, kids,
I don't know. I personally don't know anybody who reads the paper, takes the paper.
I read the paper.
I do on Sundays.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
But they have the activities listed in there anyway.
Right. Right.
So I don't know what we'd be paying.
This is big with pictures.
Yeah.
And it's a special insert with pictures.
We're paying Kat to get us other places.
So. I think we're better off where our money is going, actually.
Well, I think this is probably aimed more at
businesses
where you get something. You have a restaurant.
Right, right.
And you put it in here.
You put it in a coupon or something.
And more
right.
people come in.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's aimed at us anyway.
Right. As nonprofits, they just have us on their mailing list, is what I think. Okay.
Well, we were keeping in play with all the civic organizations for supporting bond issues and stuff.
Right, yeah. And we can still do that, but we can do it at a slightly lower cost, I think, and get our money's worth. Is there any public comment after this meeting? Is there anything anybody wants to say now that they didn't say before, or anything else? All right. Then that is it. Motion for adjournment?
So move.
All right.
Second.
Meeting adjourned. You don't need a second for that one.
Just me.
Okay.
Michael wants to know if there's a specific time.
What's
Diane's test? Diane.
Baker. It's Diana.
I have a report.
No, no, it's Diane.
When you send out all your stuff in your packets, can you do them by each one as a different attachment?
No, but I am going to.
Because I go through a ream of paper. every time.
What do you think I go through?
I know, and I'm saying, damn it, guys. So I could pick and choose what I wanted to read. Like, I don't need to print the financials. I have them. But I do need to print the agenda.
You can still print without printing everything.
I've tried it. My machine, I don't know what it does, but it only does...
Because I just did these.
Really?
I printed out just these three pages.
It doesn't have a place where you can just say page 1, 2, 3, or 4, 7?
Well, I did try. Look what I got for the agenda. That's all I got.
And I got nothing.
You got nothing still? Even when I sent it back to you the second time?
I didn't get a second one.
Oh, I got the second one.
Yeah, I was just talking to Patty about that this morning. I'm like, you know, we have a meeting tonight, don't we? Phyllis was supposed to resend that, and I don't have anything.
And I did resend it the day that I got your note that said, resend it to everybody, because I had one.
I haven't gotten it.
Yeah, we'd have to go through and see what pages we want, read through the whole thing. So I thought, when I send it out, I used to send it out per attachment.
I can do that.
I wish you would.
But then